court system. Someone has been charged with a crime against you, but the case still hasn't made it before a judge. You are not alone. It's been reported this morning that the National Productivity Commission has found that our magistrates are struggling with a backlog of more than 6,000 cases that have been stuck in the court system for more than a year. Justice delayed for thousands of Queenslanders. Bill Potts is the president of the Queensland Law Society. Bill Potts, why such a backlog?
Well, justice delayed, as they say, is justice denied. The reasons are complex, but it comes down to essentially the courts needing more resources. There's a very good argument to be made for investing in justice. Just as we have more police, we have more charges before the court. But what's happening is that the charges are becoming more complex. They involve, for example, DNA testing, blood testing, and large complex investigations need large complex resources. Now, putting all that together, the magistrates are struggling with getting cases through. And if you look at the figures, we have less magistrates in Queensland than they do have in Victoria and in New South Wales per head of population.
Why? Why hasn't that matched up? If you say you're seeing more police, more arrests, and then more complex cases, why hasn't the legal fraternity caught up with that as well?
Well, we have. And I've got to say this, I have great sympathy for the Attorney General, Yvette Dath. She has, in fact, and this government has, in fact, put significant resources into the courts. We've had 8 new magistrates, but unfortunately there's a great need. And indeed, we need at least 7 more magistrates. The reason why I have sympathy for the Attorney General is that the decisions around these things, in fact, are decisions about money. And a bit like Oliver Twist, I'm standing here saying, please, sir, please, Madam Premier, can we have some more? We literally need more magistrates, and that means loosening the purses of Treasury.
What is the ripple effect, Bill Potts, when justice is delayed? Because there's a figure here, 16% of criminal cases in Queensland before the Magistrates Court on June 30 last year had been in the system for more than a year. So let's talk about, first of all, the impact of that on victims and on the accused.
Well, that's right. It's not just about people who are facing charges. It's the victims, it's the witnesses who have to wait around quite often with significant emotional pressure on them. So it's a great difficulty. But there's an economic cost as well. If we have cases where there are large questions of damages or compensation to be paid or civil cases that need to be resolved, when they are delayed, it has an effect upon the economy. So again, there's a very good reason why we should have an investment in justice. Now, can I say too that there are some other problems. You've just heard from Rise Up and they've talked about domestic violence. One of the reasons for increasing pressures on the court is that, not that that domestic violence is anything new, but it is being prosecuted and brought before the courts. So we've seen significant increases there. I've talked about the complexity of investigations, but a third issue is this, is that often the very serious offences end up in the district and Supreme Courts. And then we're left with what they call satellite offences. They might be minor charges which are waiting for the more serious charges to be dealt with. So at the back end, some of those statistics may be slightly misleading. But ultimately, it's about resources and resourcing our courts properly.
Queensland has the biggest backlog of criminal cases. That is the reality this morning, according to a report that's been, we think leaked, because it's tough for us to get our hands on it, from the Productivity Commission. But the reality, as you're hearing Bill Potts explain this morning as the president of the Queensland Law Society, is that justice delayed is justice denied. What does that mean in terms of pressure on magistrates?
It means that our magistrates, and indeed our judges, District Court and Supreme Court, and we've had better resources there as well, but there's always a need for more. It means that they're under pressure. And when magistrates and judges are under pressure, it means quite often that there are mental health issues, there are issues relating to stress, and more importantly, there are delays. Our justices and magistrates are working extraordinarily hard to deliver justice to Queenslanders. But when they don't have the resources, when they don't have the time to actually think about the decisions that they're making, to have time to write the decisions, what you're facing is a system in crisis. Now, they're doing very well, but it's something which we have to take care of. We need to make sure that they have the time to make decisions, that they have the resources to ensure that justice is done swiftly. Can I say one more thing?
Can I just... Yes, you can, but can I just clarify... Is our court system in crisis in Queensland?
It's always in crisis. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. It's a system where at the coalface of justice, we see increasing numbers of matters coming before the courts. We see people working extraordinary hours. We see the registries stretched. Now, it's one of those systems which always is going to need resources. And the governments are always going to be behind in this regard. But... it's a system where we are seeing increasingly cracks, and the report that you've referred to shows that by the way of delay, and that means ordinary people not getting justice. It means ordinary people who are suffering.
And it sounds like those cracks are much deeper here in Queensland. You wanted to make one final point?
One final point is this. We've got a very efficient justice system. The Supreme Courts and District Courts deliver judgments at a far cheaper rate per case than they do in any other state in Australia. And they do so because they work extraordinarily hard. They're efficient, but it's one of those things where the human body and the human mind can only be stretched so far. So these resources are in fact an investment in what is social infrastructure. Our courts are what holds our society together. And whilst they may be criticised by many people who, for example, have come across cases which they disagree with, they still fundamentally need to be supported, to be trusted and resourced properly.
Appreciate your time this morning, Bill Potts. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Bill Potts, who is the president of the Queensland Law Society, I wonder if you've been caught up in that backlog